Paradise Lost in Space by Colin Swash.
Food. I want food.
Ow! Norman, get off! Oh, you're biting my leg!
What?
Ow! Oh. Look at those tooth marks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was dreaming.
What of?
A pie. A big, hot steak and kidney pie.
But you're vegetarian.
Yeah, it was okay. I was just eating the pastry.
Stella and Macari are up bright and early.
Probably out looking for food, poor souls. Oh, you know, you're terribly salty. I nearly sent you back to the chef.
It must be some kind of fever. Norman, if God exists, do you think it's possible that he'd just forget about us and just leave us here in a freezing cave on a planet in the middle of nowhere? To die?
No, Max. God would never do that.
Really?
But as he doesn't exist, that's precisely what will happen.
I am dying, Norman. Sweating and shivering all at once. And I keep... getting these stomach cramps.
We've all had to put up with the cold. We've all not eaten for days. So how come you're the only one who...
What's up?
My stomach.
Thank you, God.
Oh!
I suppose we may as well go out and see if they found him.
Max, aren't you forgetting something?
What?
That you and I, with what can only be described as the human touch, have successfully destroyed the entire planet.
We didn't mean to.
There's nothing out there, Max, unless you're particularly fond of rubble. I'm not moving anyway.
I'm not sure I can move. Oh, well, in that case, could you keep the egg warm for me?
What, your love child?
Say what you like. It's something to live for.
I still can't believe it.
What? That I, Max, a human being, made love to an alien?
Well, that she made love to you.
You're just jealous.
Jealous? I'm not jealous. Babies bore me to tears, Max.
See you later.
Yeah. Give us a shout if you find anything edible.
I might, but I might not.
I could always knock up a quick boiled egg. Max. Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Max or Norman, please?
Norman here.
Norman, this is Louise Lewis, BBC News.
Uh-huh.
Well, presumably you've heard the latest about Ume.
Ume? What's Ume?
U-M-E. The unmanned Mercury Explorer. You know, the NASA-NISA joint project to colonize Mercury.
NISA?
How long have you been away? The Nippon Space Agency. Ume is a Japanese word, as it happens. It means plum.
Please, don't talk about food, okay?
Oh, okay. Anyway, there were hopes that somewhere along the way it might find you, Max.
Oh, I see. So what is the latest about Ume?
I've lost it.
Oh.
So I was just ringing to ask your feelings about that.
I haven't got any, really. Gave up hope ages ago.
Oh, right. Not much of a news angle, really, is it? I'm sorry, I'm just a trainee.
We are starving to death, if that's any interest.
Really? Are you? How come?
The planet's turned into a desert. There's no food here at all.
You and Max are starving to death?
Yep.
Lovely time.
Sorry?
Nothing. Just someone's birthday. We got coffee and donuts and stuff.
Oh.
But Norman, this is mega. You could even knock the famine off the headlines.
What famine?
What famine?
We don't get many papers up here.
Oh, we've had it all week. Talk about compassion fatigue.
Compassion fatigue.
But your situation's different, Norman. I mean, people are really going to care.
Have you rung any of them up?
Who?
The people starving.
I'm not sure they speak English. But Norman, listen. If we did a full interview, you could help them too. You could give the whole starvation thing a human voice.
How lovely.
Tell you what, I'll have a word from my editor. I'll call you back about lunchtime.
Lunchtime?
Yeah. Bye.
Norman! Norman!
Norman, come quickly. We found food.
Food? Food?
Here he comes.
Hello?
Snow. No wonder it's so cold.
Hello? Where's his food?
Geronimo! Got you!
Oh, I'm not Snowball.
Cheer up, misery guts.
Max, what have you got behind your back?
Oh, nothing.
Max.
Gotcha!
Max! Where's this food, then?
What food? Oh, that food.
Oh, sorry, Norman. That was just a ruse.
A ruse?
Well, Max said nothing else would get you out. He wanted a treat, didn't he?
Just so you could throw snowballs at me?
Max said you needed cheering up.
Oh, how thoughtful. So there's no food left but an awful lot of snow.
Norman, you haven't got any carrots, have you?
Carrots? No, I haven't.
Oh, I didn't think so. Well, what do you think? Look, over there, Norman.
So that's how Oblivio marks the dawning of an ice age, is it? With a snowman.
Max showed us. We just need something for the nose and the eyes. Oh, I know. What about some little rocks from the cave?
Perfect. And get some extras for buttons.
Okay, back in a moment.
Trust you, Norman, a few inches of snow and suddenly the ice age cometh.
Have you ever seen snow before, Macari?
No, never.
There we are, then.
Isn't it great?
No!
Macari.
Catch me if you can!
Oh, come on, Norman. Lighten up!
Max, a reporter's just rung me.
Really? What news?
No news.
Oh.
She's from the BBC.
It's still going, is it?
I'm going to do an interview with her, Max. For some reason, she thinks it's more important that we're dying of hunger up here than that thousands are dying on Earth.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to tell everyone to turn off their radios and television straight away.
The BBC won't like that.
To stop and think just for a few minutes about what they can actually do to help.
Oh, but there's nothing they can do, Norman.
Of course there is. There must be.
Like what?
I don't know. Find out more about it. Get the government to do something. Just demand something's done. Anything can happen if people want it enough.
But no one knows where we are.
Not for us, you prat.
Oh, I don't see.
You'd be better off talking to the snowman.
Well, perhaps when you do this earth-shattering broadcast, you want to make it clear what you're talking about.
Don't worry, I shall.
Oh! Patrick!
And perhaps you'd be kind enough not to throw any snowballs at me while I'm doing it. Good God.
What?
Behind you. Look.
Oh, you nearly had me there, Norman.
What do you mean, had you? Look!
Whatever you do, Macari, don't turn your back on him.
Why not?
The second you look the other way, whack! He'll get you with a snowball.
Oh, that's crafty.
Look, you idiots, it's a spaceship.
Nice try, Norman.
It is!
I'm not falling for it either, Norman.
Max, Macari, if I really wanted to throw snow at you, I'd just do it. Like this.
Norman, no!
Oh.
Ow!
Oh.
Now look up there.
I say.
Jeepers creepers. All right.
It's coming into land. Oh, goody, more aliens.
Ume.
What do you mean, Ume?
It must be the unmanned Mercury Explorer. That BBC girl, she said Earth's lost track of it.
Is that all you know?
It means plum.
What?
Ume. It's Japanese for plum.
It's coming right down at us. Shouldn't we hide or something?
No, it's all right, Macari. This has come from Earth.
Oh, what a sneak!
Oh, don't worry. It should be unleaded.
Now what? I don't know. Shall we go and have a look?
Okay.
Whoops!
Macari, what did you throw that for?
Sorry, I was aiming at Norman.
Now is not the time for snowballs, Macari.
Hands up. Hands up.
See what you've done?
Hello? I'm sorry about that. He didn't mean to.
Hands up. Hands up.
It's okay, actually. We're from Earth.
This is your final warning. Hands up.
Max! Macari, put your hands up!
Is it some form of greeting?
Very well. You leave us no choice.
Macari!
Snowman.
We come in peace. Please keep your hands up and approach the craft.
What do we do?
Whatever they say.
Are you sure it's from Earth, Norman?
No.
Hands up and approach the craft.
Oh, look, Norman, it is from Earth.
How can you tell?
Official sponsors, Coca-Cola.
The door's opening!
Kindly stand before the door for X-ray weapon search. Thank you. You're clean. Please enter.
I say, this is all very smart.
Impressive.
Thank you. Welcome to the unmanned Mercury Explorer, better known as UME.
Thank you.
Interestingly, UME is a Japanese word.
Alarm!
Oh, you knew.
We're from Earth. Norman and I are anyway. And this is Makari.
How do you do? Sorry about the snowball.
It set off my self-defense capability. Apologies.
Self-defense?
Tell me, please, is this the planet Mercury?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not.
What a bummer.
How far are we from Earth?
That was my next question.
UME, will you be able to take off again?
Naturally.
Well, well, well.
UME, what's this?
The culture capsule.
Culture capsule?
Relics from Earth for the benefit of extraterrestrials.
For us? Ooh, let's open it.
Makari, careful. It's heavy!
Oh. Whoops. It's fallen out.
Sorry.
We'll never get that back in.
UME, how do you open it?
Press button to release catch.
Oh, so, so exciting.
Here we go.
Gosh.
Well, we're okay for Coca-Cola. How many cans are there?
What is it?
Water, chemicals, and gas. It's a drink, Makari.
God, my fingers are frozen. Oh, no.
Rather violent for a drink.
Oh, well. Cheers.
You fancy a can, Makari?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Let's share this one. If UME can take off again, we'll want our supplies to last as long as possible, won't we? Like it?
There's water in there, is there? Look, there are some other things underneath.
Oh, yes.
So this is the pick of human civilization, is it? A baseball bat, a microwave, and a box of condoms.
Box of what?
Oh, Makari, look at this. A Swiss Army penknife.
Oh.
Don't touch it, Makari. It's very sharp.
And what on earth does that do?
Yeah, well, these are little scissors. They're terribly useful.
Oh, yes, you never know when you might be stuck halfway up the Alps and need to make a chain of paper dollies.
Just ignore him, Makari. It could come in very handy. I'll put it on board.
I tell you what, I'm sure Stella would like a taste of this stuff.
Of course. Take the rest of the can.
I'll be back in a tick.
It's the phone.
Thanks, UME.
I'll get it.
But it's my phone.
And are you expecting a call from the BBC?
Hello? Louise?
Hello? Max?
Oh, hold on. I think it's Susie. Do you want to talk to her? Of course I do. Hello?
Max, it is Susie.
Susie, I've got some amazing news.
Max, before you start...
No, listen.
Max, I've got to say this and I've got to say it now. I want a divorce.
What?
Please, don't make this any harder for me.
But you can't divorce me. On what grounds?
Adultery.
Adultery? How do you know?
Tony and I have been sleeping together since... What do you mean, how do I know?
Oh, Tony and you, yes, you've been committing adultery, all right, haven't you?
So you did it first?
I did not. But don't think I don't know about you and Tony, oh, yes.
Who was it, Max?
There's no one you know.
Max, how could you?
How could you?
I've been dreading making this call all day. It was only out of common decency I rang at all. Tony reckoned I should just sue you for neglect.
Neglect?
Max,
I don't know what to say.
Try nothing.
Max, come quickly. Your egg, it's hatching. Oh, there, Max. Did you hear that?
How much longer, Stella?
Oh, hard to tell. The crack's growing, though, isn't it?
It is. Quite something, eh, Max? The miracle of birth?
I know, but... Oh, my word.
Look!
Oh, I always love this bit.
Oh, it's out. It's out. My baby.
Oh, careful, Max. Don't frighten him.
Him?
Oh, yes. Him. Mm. Oh, his little eyes, they're opening. Mm. Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, isn't he lovely?
Oh, lovely.
What a
sweet little face.
Look at him, Norman.
Yawning.
Probably bored at being told how lovely he is.
Look,
he's got my eyes.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh.
Oh, well, they're definitely my antennae.
Oh, come on, Norman, admit it. Isn't he gorgeous? No, Max, not with those eyes. Honestly, what a fuss.
This baby's special, Norman.
Every father says that.
But he is.
All right, so his parents come from different planets, but that's all.
That's the way, little fella. Out of your shell.
What shall we call him, Stella?
Oh, don't ask me. Ask him.
What?
What's your name? Vince. There we are, Max. It's Vince. Hello, Vince. I'm Stella.
Hello, Stella.
And this is Max.
Hello, Max.
And Macari and Norman.
Nice to meet you, Vince.
Hi.
I'm hungry. I want food.
Don't tell me this is normal.
Food. I want food. Now.
You're right, Max. This is odd. Give me food.
No, manners.
Vince, give me food, please.
Give me food, please.
Good boy. No, I'm afraid there isn't any.
No.
But he's speaking English.
Oh, he must have your mouth as well.
Outside! Outside! I want some food. Please.
There's none out there either, Vince. We've looked over the whole planet.
This must be the BBC.
Take it, Norman, please.
Outside!
Vince, this is important.
I'm hungry.
You're not alone.
Vince?
Shh. Hello?
Norman! Louise, Louise, BBC News. Are you well?
Surviving.
That's brilliant news. Really good, because we need to put your death on hold.
What death?
Did I say that? Oh, no. I meant your story on hold. Sorry, Norman. To tell you the truth, it's really a bit mad here. A mega, mega story's just broken, and it's tipped the whole schedule back into the blender. Even the famine.
What's happened?
I can't give you a name for the moment, but a top-ranking junior minister has just been caught with his trousers down. Thank God for politicians, eh?
Food! Outside! Outside!
Vince! Come here!
Come back!
Vince!
See you later, Norman.
Norman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There's a very hot rumour that it was three in a bed, Norman. We're talking mega sex romp.
Oh, wait.
This is a mega break for me, Norman. I've got to chase it.
And how mega would it be if I told you that Max has had a sex romp with an alien?
What?
Their first baby's just been born. From an egg.
You really had me there for a moment. Nice one. You should have quit before the egg bit, though. Listen, I've got to dash. Good luck, Norman, with everything. Speak to you soon. Hey, touch wood.
Well, this all looks very splendid.
Thank you very much.
Right over the kitchen.
A kitchen?
Yes, in your time, Herr Brosher.
All surfaces are washable.
Mummy, Mummy! Food! Oh, for the last time, Vince, there isn't any.
We found some. Outside!
In the culture capsule, under the microwave.
Let's see.
Oh, yes, let's.
Oh. This is food, isn't it? A ton of pilchards.
Yes, it is.
I particularly like the look of this green stuff.
Macquarie, I'm sorry, but that's just a serving suggestion.
Oh.
Oh, Vince, stop shaking that Coca-Cola can. Whee! What did I say, Vince?
Look, Stella. Baked beans in tomato sauce. Pineapple chunks. Mushrooms so up.
Soup, Macquarie.
Hey, Norman, come and look at this. Food.
What? Oh, right.
Look. Beans, pilchard, soup. What's the matter with you?
I'm not hungry.
Norman, you're dying of starvation. Of course you're hungry.
I just feel sick.
Not keen on the pilchards.
Why does the news always have to be new?
Sorry?
It ought to be the same every day. Good evening. Today there's been lots of suffering, pain, torture, greed, quite a lot of happiness and lots of death. And now the weather.
Oh, freezing, isn't it?
You haven't changed the world, then?
No.
Come on, folks. Let's get cracking.
Where are we going?
To another planet.
Wow, where?
Well, I don't know, Vince, but I'm sure we'll find one. Come on. Norman, Max, you pass the tins up to me.
Right.
Stella, you come in and stack.
Okay.
Right, there you go, Macquarie.
Thanks.
Stella? Oh, thank you. That's right, Vince. Help Mummy.
You do realise, Macquarie, finding another planet won't be easy.
Oh, come, come.
Sure, there are loads of planets out there.
Well, there are some, but it's not so easy finding ones you can live on, is it, Max?
What? Oh, no.
So far, Earth and Oblivio are the only planets we know of with the right oxygen levels for humans.
Oxygen levels?
Yeah, for breathing.
Really? I mean, the way you lot carry on, I rather assumed you'd change planets every 100 years or so.
No, we've only had one.
No.
Hang on, Macari. Why isn't the door closing?
I don't know.
Max, look. Macari!
It's shut.
We can see that.
Prepare for takeoff.
What?
Countdown commenced. 150 seconds.
Wait a minute, we're not on board. Umay, why are you taking off?
Takeoff procedure initiated by... Ah, now there's a thing.
What?
Takeoff command circuit corroded by intrusive chemicals.
Chemicals?
Phosphoric acid, caffeine, sugar...
Coca-Cola!
Vince, did you spill that? I didn't mean to.
Umay, can you abort takeoff?
Abort?
Yes, don't take off.
Please open external maintenance hatch manually. Location, 1 meter to the right of door.
1 meter to the right. Here it is. Come on, Max. Don't just stand there.
Norman.
What?
I wonder if we should.
What? Of course we should.
And what will happen if we find another planet? Perhaps Macari's right. Perhaps it wouldn't last more than 100 years.
Don't be daft.
It didn't take us long to destroy Oblivio.
We can't make the same mistakes again, can we? Now what, Umay?
Turn override switch 180 degrees.
Oh, it's so stiff! Max, help!
Norman, I'm not going.
Max, now is not the time for stupid heroic gestures.
I've never wanted to change the world like you. But now... Now I want to do something. Just one small thing that is good. That's all.
Why?
Does there have to be a reason?
In this case, yes, there does.
This is their chance to start again, Norman. Without us. Without the human touch.
60 seconds.
They've still got Vince. He's half human.
He's got time to change.
Stella. Macari, we've tried. And we can't fix it.
Really?
Really? Don't worry about us, though. You go. Find a new home.
Actually, we were going to suggest that.
What?
We'll find somewhere and come back for you.
Oh, right. Yes.
40 seconds and counting.
Can I just speak to Vince for a moment?
It wasn't all my fault.
Vince, never mind that now. But listen to what I've got to say. Whatever planet you land on... Take good care of it. This generation, we've all of us made some pretty bad mistakes. But you can learn from those, Vince. You are the future. You can build a better world.
Well, thanks a bunch.
What?
That's what all parents do to their children. Talk about passing the buck.
15 seconds from liftoff.
Vince!
Max, we ought to get clear. Stella, Macari, Vince, goodbye. Good luck.
Bye, Norman.
Bye, Max.
Bye, Norman.
Bye, Dad.
10 seconds.
Oh, quick. What's your phone number?
Oh, 0937-2640-9137.
Information stored. 5, 4.
Oh, no!
3, 8137. Correction stored.
We'll be in touch.
1. Liftoff.
Vince! Be good!
There she goes.
I don't think that is unleaded.
We ought to get back to the cave.
I want to watch it disappear.
Me too.
It's quite something, isn't it? All right, so we can't end starvation. We can't end wars. We can't end poverty. But look at that. We can make one of those.
It's not much of a compensation, is it?
No, I suppose not.
Ume leaving planet's atmosphere... now.
Here we go, Stella.
Oh, Kari, what an adventure. Food.
All right, Vince, coming right up. How about these two, Stella?
Pineapple chunks.
And pilchards.
Why not?
Right then, Ume. These tins, how do we open them?
With a tin opener.
Well, that sounds logical. And where do we find one of those?
Ah.
Ume? What do you mean, ah?
Now there's the thing. You didn't see one in the culture capsule, did you?
No.
Oh, no.
Will this do?
Oh, the penknife. Good boy, Vince. What is it, Ume?
I'm just delighted at the news.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Max said it would come in handy. Oh, dear, I mean, it's terribly wicked of me, I know, but for a moment I couldn't help thinking that, well...
Our human friends?
...had put us right in it one last time.
Me too. We ought to have a bit more faith in them. Oops.
Oh, you're right.
Just lost balance for a second. That's all.
Well, it is the first time we've all flown. Oh. All right, Vince, pass me the knife. Vince?
Here you are.
I say, you may.
Yes.
Has something happened to the oxygen levels?
Oxygen levels?
Yes.
Ah, now there's a thing.
What?
Data reminder. Ume stands for Unmanned Mercury Explorer.
Unmanned? Unmanned?
Interestingly, Ume is also Japanese for plum.
Do you think they'll remember us fondly, Norman?
Well, we made up for a lot in the end.
It's odd. But I never really thought that I could die happy.
I never thought I'd die so cold.
But don't you feel warm, Norman, inside? I don't think... No. I know... I have never done such a purely unselfish thing in all my life.
It's not that pure.
Why not?
You're enjoying it too much.
I'm only human, Norman. Oh, I'm not going to answer that.
Me neither. Is this? You know what? I feel very sorry for you. God, there are some sick people out there. But what can you do? Max?
In Paradise Lost in Space, Tony Robinson was Norman. David Haig was Max. Michael Troughton, Macari. And Louise Lombard, Stella. Susie was played by Carla Mendonca. Louise by Ronnie Ancona. And Vince by Daniel Main. With Lorelei King as the voice of Ume. Paradise Lost in Space was written by Colin Swash and produced by Richard Wilson.